The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific. In his opening remarks at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware, US, the Prime Minister stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement. Mr. Modi added that the Quad Summit is taking place at a time when the world is surrounded by tensions and conflict, and the Quad countries working together on the basis of shared democratic values is very important for entire humanity. The Prime Minister stressed that the grouping is not against anyone and supports a rules-based international order, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and peaceful resolution of all issues. He said that free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific is a shared priority and a shared commitment of Quad countries. The Prime Minister said that together, Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in areas like health, security, critical and emerging technologies, climate change and capacity building. Mr. Modi further expressed his happiness in organizing the Quad Leaders Summit in India in 2025. Before taking part in the Quad Summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with US President Joe Biden in Delaware, US last night. Prime Minister Modi met his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida on the sidelines of the Quad Summit and exchanged views to deepen bilateral cooperation further. Mr. Modi and Mr. Kishida reviewed the India-Japan relationship and talked about ways to expand the bilateral relations. Mr. Modi also held talks with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership for mutual benefit as well as for peace, stability and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region. Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian diaspora in New York today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance and Quad initiatives. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Cancer Moonshot event on the sidelines of the Quad Summit. The initiative aims at implementation of innovative strategies to prevent, detect and treat cancer. The Union Government appointed Justice Tashi Rafsan as Chief Justice of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Justice Tashi Rafsan is the senior most puny judge of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. He was appointed as a judge on 8th of March 2013 and is due to retire on 9th of April 2025. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Border Security Force, BSF, today foiled an infiltration attempt by a terrorist along the international border and recovered a large cache of arms and ammunition. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the infiltration attempt was scuttled by the troops in Arispura border area last night. A BSF spokesperson said, the alert troops of BSF noticed suspicious movement of an intruder approaching the fence under the cover of darkness, but his attempt was foiled by the BSF personnel. In Bihar, train services have been stopped on Jamalpur-Bhagalpur rail section after rail tracks submerged between Sultanganj and Ratanpur stations. Rising water level of River Ganga is touching the girders of the rail bridge between Sultanganj and Ratanpur stations. Four trains including Bhagalpur-Danapur Intercity Express, Patna-Dumka Express have been cancelled today. CPRO of East Central Railway, Saraswati Chandra, said that over 12 trains have been diverted as a precautionary measure. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 6 persons were killed and several others sustained severe burn injuries in a major fire which broke out at a bed mattress manufacturing factory in Rania industrial area of Kanpur-Dehar district yesterday. In Sri Lanka, counting of votes is underway in the presidential election amid tight security arrangements. In early trends, National People's Power NPP leader Anuradha Kumaradasa Naike has taken a lead over other candidates in the postal ballots. As per the election commission, the leftist leader Dasa Naike was leading with 44% votes, while the opposition alliance led by Sajit Premadasa was trailing with 30% of postal ballots. In cricket, on fourth day of the first test match between India and Bangladesh in Chennai, Bangladesh were 222 for 8 when reports last came in. And in the ongoing chess Olympiad, India are on the cusp of winning 2 gold medals after the men's team defeated second-placed USA in Budapest, Hungary. And that is the end of this news bulletin.